Monsieur Haas argues that with 345 billion in net profits, the oil industry is the most profitable industry of all times. While the Antitrust Sherman Act of 1890, she says, specifically targeted the power of the oil cartels, the deregulation policies of the Reagan administration in the 1980s started a reversal which can be directly linked to today's economic and political situation.
Hunting for oil on Wall Street instead of hunting for oil in the field. To get more oil, they bought each other up. But then they turned to the domestic market. They gobbled up the refineries to restrict supply. Six companies own 60% of all the refineries in the United States, and there hasn't been a new refinery built since 1976. There are 50,000 fewer gas stations on the road today, and just like in Standard Oil's day, they pushed out the independents and they bought up the gas stations.
And as a result of three decades of mergers and acquisitions, the oil industry is now mostly unregulated.
2000 is the moment when the price of oil began to rise. 2006 is when it catapulted. People say it's speculators driving the price of oil. Now, don't let anyone use the word speculator around you. Nobody owns the majority of the world's oil. OPEC has 40%, the oil companies have 13%, Russia and China are in there, but they don't tend to act in concert. So that function has been filled in on an unregulated exchange by energy traders.
Government priorities of the past 8 years have been fashioned by George Bush and Dick Cheney, both former oil businessmen.
They need more oil. And the oil that's left is spoken for by governments and in areas that are very difficult and deeply environmentally destructive to get at. The Bush administration went into office with the plan laid out for essentially how they were going to win the war in Iraq, to change the government, but more importantly, change the laws. And what they sought to lock in was control to and access over Iraq's oil, to shift from the nationalized oil regime that they have back to a privatized oil regime.
As the current congressional war authorization expires at the end of 2008, the Bush administration is scrambling to convince the government of Iraq to sign a status of forces agreement and a 35-year oil production sharing agreement. A logical implication of Ms. Juhasz's analysis is that there is a good chance that President Obama will face a major international crisis when he takes office on January 20, 2009.
An Iraqi woman journalist who is a New York Times reporter wrote a blog today where she said violence has been increasing significantly in Iraq. And what the Iraqis say is that the Americans are causing the violence as a way to scare the Iraqis into signing the status of forces agreement. That we are intentionally killing people to keep our occupation going. And whether it's true or not, the fact that it is believed speaks volumes to what has happened in Iraq and that we have to go.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Maplewood, New Jersey, this is Fred Nguyen.